Hello and welcome to Power Pros Podcast, episode 96, Miniland Mayhem. I am your host, the Hoff Chris Hoffman, and with me is my co-host and nemesis, Pete Michaud.
Ahoy, Chris.
Howdy. And we are just going to jump right into it. We are in the thick of everything with E3 2017. Nintendo just had their Nintendo Spotlight E3 2017 video presentation earlier today as we record this. There were a ton of games on display. There's a ton of stuff to talk about. So let's just dive right in and get into all the good stuff, starting with Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh, man.
Super Mario Odyssey looks totally insane, which is exactly what I wanted out of this presentation. It's got dinosaurs. It has sombreros. It has big band orchestras. It has Mario on a moped and Bowser in a tux and 8-bit mural levels where he's wearing a sombrero. You can get various hats and outfits. You can put on like a football uniform. You can be USA Mario. It's absolutely nuts. They were just throwing so much stuff at you. I had to watch the video like 3 times to take it all in. Pete, what did you think?
It's awesome. I mean, I think you kind of covered it all. It's got a little
bit. Well, that only scratches the surface, you know?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything, but you're, like you said, it's almost got like the kitchen sink. I listened to a little of that Treehouse interview, and it sounded like, you know, they really just like went wild with all the different types of things that you could do. They couldn't
really decide.
So they just added everything, which is kind of cool.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can spin around with your hat to take out enemies, and then you can throw the hat. That's like the main thing, is to throw the hat and take over enemies and objects. And they show them like turning into a frog, turning into a taxi, turning into a tank. You know, you take over regular people, which is really strange.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all these different enemies you can, you know, commandeer. Koopas, Goombas, Bullet Bills, Cheep Cheeps, Hammer Brothers, Chain Chomps, you name it. I guess some of them have hats on. You have to take off their hats before you can commandeer them.
Right.
But other than that, it seems like you can just take over, you know, practically any enemy in the game.
Yep, just like real life. You know, you got to take their hats off before you can possess them. So,
sure, if you say so. And of course, it has all these different worlds, and they look absolutely nuts. I guess the theme of the game is that you are traveling these different worlds to get the power moons that fuel your Odyssey ship. And ultimately, your goal, I guess, is to rescue Princess Peach from Bowser. I guess they are getting married. They're all dressed up in their wedding attire. Like I said, Bowser's in a tux. But you're going to all these different places. There's a prehistoric world. There's a desert world that you know, kind of resembles Mexico. It's called Tostarina, I believe. Of course, it's a desert, but it's also icy. It's like a frozen desert. So that's unique and different.
Right.
This black and white level that kind of looked like something out of Nightmare Before Christmas. I expect you'll be probably seeing boos and other haunted enemies there. There was an underwater level. There was this pink pastel world. Everything just looks nuts. And even New Donk City, the main hub,
yeah,
there's just so much to do there. That was something I think I was saying last week. I just want to see all this crazy stuff going on there. And we are seeing it. He's like turning into electricity to ride the power lines and climb up buildings, flinging from vertical posts, swinging off of horizontal poles.
True. It's crazy.
Yeah. And apparently Pauline is the mayor. She's the mayor.
Right.
So little did we know all that time ago that Mario's old flame was going to become the mayor of a city.
Right. She's been working her way up the, you know, city council this entire time up to, you know, be mayor of New Donk City. Who knew?
Yeah, who would have guessed? And apparently she is also the lead singer in this band. You got to recruit musicians for her band, for the orchestra. And it's just crazy. Although my secret theory is that maybe she's actually behind this whole thing. She's teaming up with Bowser and recruiting his evil wedding planners, you know, to get revenge on Mario for you know, sort of leaving her behind, letting her get captured by monkeys while he went off to, you know, cavort with royalty in the Mushroom Kingdom. So we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out.
Now, has Pauline ever kind of fallen into the Bowser storyline? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. I think this is the first time. I mean, obviously she was in the Mario and Donkey Kong games that were on handhelds not so long ago.
Right.
But I don't think she's been in any official game continuity being involved with Bowser and all that stuff. So I want to say it is a first, although, you know, I could be wrong.
It's got to kind of makes you wonder if Donkey Kong might be lurking in the game somewhere.
But oh, he's got to be in the game. I mean,
you think, right?
It's New Donk City. There are all these Donkey Kong references. Pauline is in it. If he's not in there, then that would be crazy. I don't see how they could leave him out. I mean, they got the girders. It's all there. there's got to be a Donkey Kong in there. Yeah. And hopefully he's wearing a tux, too. That would be awesome. I mean, he's already got the tie. He's already, you know, better dressed than most of the Mario characters. So, yeah, I predict we'll see Donkey Kong.
Yeah, did you mention the wedding planners, the bunny posse?
I didn't really talk about this yet.
So
but yeah,
random.
Those are the Broodles.
Yeah.
Yes, the four rabbits. They look pretty strange. You got the normal one, your big one, your skinny one, your girl named Harriet. So I got to wonder what the other rabbit puns are going to be. They look kind of out of place and a little bit lame and a little Sonic the Hedgehog-y to me.
Really? I don't know. I always like when, you know, Nintendo kind of adds these new, like, extra flares and, you know, who knows?
Well, I definitely like having something new. I mean, I love the Koopa kids, the mm-hmm. Koopalings.
Right.
But I'm glad to see some new type of bad guy in there. But they don't quite appeal to me yet. We shall see.
Yeah, it almost feels like Nintendo at this point is trying to add some more racers for Mario Kart or Smash Brothers characters. So
maybe so.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. They're not getting amiibo yet, though, as far as we know, but there are amiibo for this game.
I'm sure you were super excited about that.
Oh, totally. We got Mario, Princess, and Bowser all in their formal attire. So it's not just Bowser and Tux, it's a Bowser and a Tux with an amiibo. And then there's going to be a Goomba amiibo and a Koopa amiibo. So that's going to be awesome. I'm definitely going to add all those to my collection. It just looks fantastic. It looks like there's so much fun stuff to do. It just looks incredible. You're running, you're jumping, you're turning into power lines. It's just got, you know, everything. They just threw everything they could think of, and it looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It reminded me a little bit of, now, do you remember Geist for, I think it was GameCube?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know if I ever played it, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Was it GameCube or was it Nintendo 64? I can't even remember now.
Pretty sure that was GameCube, but you could possess other characters, right? That's what you're getting at, right?
Yeah, so you could possess other characters. That's, like, honestly the first thing I thought of when I saw Odyssey. It's like, oh, you can possess this lamppost. But honestly, they made it look so much better, and the whole use of everything just seems like the gameplay and level design is going to be out of this world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No galaxy joke there.
I'm really loving those 2D mural levels where it goes into the 8-bit graphics and you know, traditional old school, just, you know, seamlessly. You go into a pipe and suddenly, poof, I'm on a wall.
Yeah.
Going through a 2D level. Why is this here? Oh, who cares? It's awesome. And then you pop out on top of the building or... Right. Move on to some new area. Just, yeah, all that stuff. It's 2D Mario, it's 3D Mario, it's yep. Bowser, it's DK City, it's insane. And it is coming on October 27th. So only about 4 months away.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome, right?
Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm so glad that they didn't delay it or anything. It looks amazing. And I mean, getting that and Breath of the Wild in the same year, mind-blowing.
It really is. That my only gripe, if I had any, would be the I'm not in love with the theme music that I heard. Just anytime you add actual vocals to a track like that, just, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's crazy and it's different. I kind of like that they're doing this big band swing style music. It does fit very well, but yeah, it's definitely not everybody's cup of tea. I don't think it's something I'd be, you know, listening to on my drive to work or whatever.
I'll give you that, yes.
But that aside, the game looks amazing. Can't wait to play it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But speaking of things that are mind-blowing, we finally got it. They made the announcement, Metroid Prime 4.
That's awesome.
That is basically all they did was make this announcement and had the words pop up on the screen.
Right.
But we know it is finally... coming. It is on the way. It might not be for a year or two,
yeah,
but it is finally happening, and that is awesome.
That was about the least amount of reveal you could possibly have for a title and still call yes. it a reveal. But
I actually thought they were just going to stop at the 4. They were just going to show the 4 and that would be it.
I know, with the music, that's all mm-hmm. they would have really needed.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, the only big question I have is Retro Studios working on this?
Well, apparently the answer is no.
And
according to the fact sheet Nintendo released, the project is being made by a talented new development team, so not Retro Studios.
Hmm. I don't know. I guess I'll wait and see, but yeah, who knows? I mean, if they aren't working on that, then it makes you wonder what title are they working on.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But then the Metroid fun didn't stop there. Mm-mm. We are also getting a traditional side-scrolling Metroid. It's not exactly a 2D Metroid because it's 3D polygons, mm-hmm. but we are getting Metroid Samus Returns, which is a remake of Metroid 2 Return of Samus from the original Game Boy.
I think it's
that's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that's an awesome remake to do. If you're going to pick anything in the Metroid series that probably needs an update.
Yeah, it could totally use it.
Yeah, I mean, just because the only way to play that game is in, you know, four-color greatness. Yeah, it's exciting to see. And it actually makes perfect sense. They're using Mercury Steam to use that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you play Lords of the Shadows on 3DS?
I played it somewhat, but I played a lot more of the Castlevania games that they made for PlayStation 3.
Gotcha.
And I don't know, they were okay. I mean, they were good in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. The 3DS one, Mirror of Fate, you know, it was questionable. There were some things I liked about, there were some things I didn't like. I think it's a weird and interesting choice. I mean, if Nintendo is guiding them, then this could turn out really good. But seeing some of the weird mistakes they made with Mirror of Fates makes me just slightly worried.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. I think Nintendo's quality control is probably a little bit better than Konami's.
Yeah, I mean, Konami probably just didn't give a crap. So whatever, do whatever. We don't care about this.
Right. So I feel like Nintendo's definitely going to be more hand-holding with what they allow for that game. But everything that I've seen, like just the gameplay demo they gave, I mean, it looks fantastic. It kind of adds that like melee attacks from Other M that you kind of, you know, that I really liked from that title.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot they did that.
Yeah. And then just like, you know, the different bosses you fight in that game, especially in Metroid 2, kind
of... Yeah, because that was kind of what it was all about, was hunting down the Metroids and taking them all out, because you're invading their home world, and you're it's like, oh, well, you got all these Metroids to hunt down and destroy. They've taken on different forms. Go do it. And that's kind of what this game is all about, yeah.
Yeah, and I also, I haven't had a chance to pull out my 3DS yet and watch the trailer in 3D, but I actually think that this is a perfect title to use the actual 3D of the 3DS, so
yeah,
I'm excited to get like one last chance to have a game that is designed for it.
Yeah, there have been so many games recently that haven't used 3D at all, so that's really awesome to know that that's being implemented in a really cool way.
Yeah, and it just, you know, the thing that I noticed, especially being sort of a two-dimensional 3D game, you get like some really cool imperfectness of like the weapons. So when you see Samus kind of firing her laser beam, there's just like extra flair to some of the shots. They have a little bit of a like a wobbleness to it, so it just kind of adds this whole like sense of realism that the regular 2D Metroids don't always seem to have. So it's kind of cool. Like Shadow Complex uses that technique, and then the Lords of the Shadows game also. It's like just this extra layer of cool polish to it.
And the other thing to note about this game is that even though it's a remake, it is a very, very extensive remake. I mean, they are changing so much stuff. There were a lot of ways they could improve this game, and they totally went to town on it. It, you know, fully redesigned maps, new abilities. I mean, like you said, you know, they have this new melee counter in there, and there are these Aeon abilities that you can use in limited amounts, like being able to scan for breakable blocks and stuff. So, I mean, this is a remake, but it's a very, very complete and thorough remake. It's almost going to be a completely different game. You could probably call it a reimagining or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's looking pretty darn cool. Hopefully, once we go hands-on with it, we'll be able to put the worries aside about Mercury Steam's involvement. Plus, the game's not too far out. It is coming on September 15th.
That's pretty cool. It does, I mean, my only knock, and it's almost not a knock, but I just wish it was available for Switch as well. And who knows? I mean, they haven't really shown anything about 3DS ports on the Switch at this point, but you never know what Nintendo will release in the future that you could play this on, so...
Yeah, I suppose, but I'm still very happy getting it on 3DS. I still enjoy that system. I still love that system. Like you said, the 3D looks like it's pretty phenomenal. So I'm really glad to take advantage of that feature.
Very cool.
Yeah, 3DS so lives, at least for now. Moving on to the third pillar of Nintendo's great triumvirate. We got Mario, we got Metroid, and yes, we got more Zelda. First of all, they show that there are Zelda goodies in Skyrim, which is pretty nuts.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah,
that was revealed, I believe, at Bethesda's event a couple days ago. But they also touched on that in the Nintendo presentation. So you can get the Master Sword. You can dress up your character in a Link outfit. So that's kind of neat.
Yep.
Does that influence your interest in that game at all?
You know, honestly, not really. I think more than anything, it's just kind of telling that Nintendo is being a lot more, I guess, aggressive with their character license and allowing, you know, different weapons and characters to appear in different games. So it's good to see. I think that, you know, that's a step in the right direction. I think if that does encourage people to purchase the game, the better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly makes me more interested. I mean, I've always been interested in Skyrim a little bit because I've heard such good things about it. But, you know, it sort of just always fell to the back burner. I got so many other games to play. But knowing that there's Zelda content in there is like, okay, maybe this is the push I need to pick this up and try it out.
Yeah, I think it actually
does seem pretty cool.
Especially when you consider that, you know, a lot of people probably purchased a Switch just to play Breath of the Wild. I think it's a good game to come out right at the end of the year, probably, when everybody's probably finished Breath of the Wild by then. And it's kind of your next title you might want to roll into.
Well, maybe, maybe not. With all the DLC, maybe you won't be finished with Zelda by the end of the year.
That's right.
They talked about the new DLC packs. We know that we're getting the Master Trials and all those new outfits and Master Mode coming in the summer. Mm-hmm. And then they talk just a little bit about the second DLC pack, which is called The Champion's Ballad. They didn't really say much, but they showed a piece of key art which featured Zelda and the four champions. So that makes me wonder, is my wish from last week coming true? Is it a Zelda story about Zelda and those four champions set in possibly the past? I mean, that could be pretty darn cool.
It really could be.
Yeah, I mean, is that what it means? I guess we'll have to wait and see, but it certainly doesn't strike it down. It certainly leaves the door wide open for that to be what the new story content is all about, and that would be really cool.
Yeah, they certainly didn't dispel anything, so I think, if anything, you're right. It seems like...
I mean, Link wasn't in that art.
Right, you're right. It's true.
So, yeah. And then we are actually getting the new amiibo. It wasn't quite what I was hoping for. It wasn't the four current guys that assist you, but it's actually those four champions.
Right.
So no Sidon, unfortunately, but we will be getting the champions of old, Revali, Daruk, Mipha, and Urbosa. That's going to be pretty darn neat as well. Going to add those to the collection for sure.
Yeah, pretty cool. Even me, who's not much of an amiibo collector, was kind of, my interest was piqued at that, so... I could imagine you being very
excited.
Oh,
that reminds me. We almost forgot to talk about the Metroid amiibo. There were Metroid amiibo as well to go along with Samus Returns.
Holy.
There's going to be an amiibo of Samus, and there's going to be one of the Metroid, a squishy, squishy amiibo with a squishy Metroid. That's crazy.
Yeah, those are two amiibos that I actually think I would pick up, and I own like one amiibo. So the fact that I'm like, ooh, is probably a good sign for them.
Yeah, I got to catch them all. I mean, Metroid amiibo, new Zelda amiibo, Mario amiibo. Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to be so poor and broke.
Wait. What are you now?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. So, yeah, I mean, between Mario and Metroid and Zelda, it's like, boy, that could be enough right there. But that is certainly not where it stopped. A lot of other wishes came true, such as one that you were hoping for last week. We are finally getting Rocket League on Switch.
I'm pumped. There goes all my free time, but you know, it's a great title to get on this system, and I think that I think there are fans of Rocket League out there on other consoles that are like, man, if it was for Switch, I think I would pick one up and play it.
Yeah, it's going to have cross-network play, they're saying, so I guess you'll be able to be playing against these users of other consoles.
Yeah, that alone right there, that announcement kind of surprised me as well. That's very non-Nintendo up to this point. And yeah, I think it's a good sign of things to come. Yeah, that game just really lends itself well to the Switch. I think just the portability and being able to like play it locally when you're at like a, you know, at a trade show or anything of that nature, I think, you know, it's exciting. I think competitive play could be great on it as well.
And there's going to be Mario hats on your cars, too.
Yeah, and can we get a Kirby ball or maybe a Hamtaro ball or something like that?
You're not getting a Hamtaro ball, but maybe a Kirby ball. We'll see what we can do. Now, I've never actually played Rocket League myself. Tell me why you think it's such a great game.
You know, it's a hard game to put your finger on why it's so good. It's essentially a game where you're playing... you can play different variations, but the main game is 3-on-3... cars in a field that looks like a soccer field. And you essentially drive this massive ball into each other's goals. And it sounds really basic. And I honestly think if this game came out pre-internet, it wouldn't have done well at all. But the fact that it plays online and the mechanics are really spot on. And so if you play the game a lot and you start to get really familiar with the controls, there's these maneuvers you can pull off that just kind of amaze you if you can't do them. And so there's this really, I guess it's like a steep learning curve to be an expert.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the game just handles and the matches are really quick. It's like, you know, 5-minute game. You know, the scores aren't usually wildly out of control. But it just turns into this really fun, frenetic, crazy multiplayer game that's just really easy to pick up and play. But again, difficult to be like excellent at. I'm excited. I can't wait to play it, you know, sitting on my couch and not on the television.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm also excited for all the other people who've been wanting it to come to the system. Hopefully, I will finally get off my butt and give it a try once it does arrive on Switch.
Yeah, you really should, but I'll give you a chance to get your chops up before we play.
Much appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of interesting third-party games, we've also finally seen the reveal of this Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle, which is coming from Ubisoft. And it is a tactical shooter RPG. I've seen a lot of people saying it is basically XCOM. I haven't played XCOM myself, but I certainly know of it. And it's a different take on Mario, on the Rabbids, and on the Mushroom Kingdom. Pete, what do you think?
You know, I haven't played XCOM either, but I'm telling you, this game looks pretty cool. I really
like
what they've done with like the property and... You know, just the level design looks pretty cool. And I like
the graphics.
Yeah, and I like the idea that, you know, now you kind of get Mario in this different sort of style game. I like it. I think it's really fun looking. And I'm excited to actually, for me, it's probably a purchase without having even, like, you know, read anything else about it. I just like the idea that, you know, it's this new kind of experience for Mario that you wouldn't normally get.
Yeah, apparently that was the directive they gave. Don't make a traditional Mario platform, make something new and different, and that's what we're getting. We're getting a game where the Rabbids have been teleported to the Mushroom Kingdom, chaos ensues, and then we've got Mario teaming up with these Rabbids to basically go on a turn-based, cover-based shooting game. You're hiding behind blocks and popping out from cover and blasting your enemies with these crazy weapons. And they've got all these other wacky mechanics in there, like throwing other characters so you can get into an advantageous position in battle, or diving into pipes and then popping out to clobber your enemies. And of course, the bad guy rabbits are all dressed up as various enemies from Mario games. So we've got like piranha plant rabbits.
Right.
And they even show a Donkey Kong rabbit.
That guy's awesome.
So you've got to know there's going to be some ridiculous Bowser rabbit in there somewhere. I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to be like.
Yeah, no kidding. So cool.
So I'm not quite as sold out as you are, but I'm very interested. I want to give it a spin. It definitely looks neat and, you know, much better than I would have expected. Just hearing, you know, Mario with Rabbids, you know, Rabbids, not my favorite characters or anything. But yeah, it does look pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm more compelled to play this game than I think if they had done anything else. Like if they had done an RPG, I might have thought about it. If they had done a, you know, platform game, I might have thought about it. But the fact that they went in like a different direction than anybody, I think, really predicted, I think is going to pay off for them, because, you know, that's the thing. If this game's solid, and it should be, I think it's going to be worth playing.
Yeah, it definitely looks neat. And I should mention, there's also a special edition of the game that includes a 6-inch Mario Rabbid figurine. So if you want to get that, get your pre-orders in now.
Now, does it have an amiibo functionality? Because...
It might have amiibo functionality, but I don't believe there are new amiibos for the game. There are new figurines of various Mario Rabbid characters, but they aren't actually amiibo as far as I know. But there might be separate amiibo functionality. I'm not sure about
that. Would you like me to talk to somebody about that?
Make it so.
I have no control.
You certainly don't. Hey, this seems like a good place to take an intermission, so let's do that, and then we come back, we will talk about more of the awesome stuff that Nintendo was showing at their E3 showcase. All right, we are back and we are ready to continue our discussion about what Nintendo had on display at their 2017 E3 Showcase presentation. We've already talked about a lot of their big titles, but that certainly wasn't the end when it came to Nintendo's first-party franchises. They also showed off a brand new Kirby game for Switch, which is coming out in 2018. It is a very traditional-looking Kirby title. There's no yarn this time. And it is, of course, full of fantastic transformation powers and sucking up enemies. We got to see stuff like Sword Kirby and Beam Kirby and Stone Kirby, as well as transformations like a Cleaning Kirby and a Water Kirby, who was like surfing on water. I'm not a Kirbyologist, so I'm not sure if those have been in previous games before, but they looked pretty darn cool, I will tell you that much.
Yeah, the game looked good to me.
And Kirby is not going on this adventure solo. You can recruit enemies and turn them into allies. And then you have these crazy combination moves like combining all four of you into a big wheel and then like flattening over enemies and things of that nature. And they didn't show that it was actually multiplayer, but you gotta believe you'll be able to do that with four actual human players instead of just with CPU allies.
Yeah, on Switch, I think you can almost just assume that every game that comes out is going to have some form of multiplayer.
Yes, yes. That is generally a safe assumption, unless you're Breath of the Wild.
Right.
But regardless, yeah, this game is looking very pretty. Graphics look awfully sharp, very, very nice. So far, it's looking like a great mix of the new and the familiar, and we will get to play it next year. And then on top of that, there's also a new Yoshi game coming to Switch. And it is basically Yoshi meets Paper Mario with this two layers thing thrown in where you switch from the foreground to the background. The slogan they had in the video was two sides to every story and every stage. Now, they didn't really show how that works. I mean, does it happen just at predetermined points where you switch from the front to the back, or do you use some gameplay mechanic that lets you switch from the front to the back?
Right.
But either way, you know, suddenly you're looking inside things, behind things you couldn't see before, revealing new secrets that weren't initially obvious. It's a different and cool take on Yoshi platforming.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder, is it going to be called Paper Yoshi?
It could be. It could be called Papercraft Yoshi or Yoshi's Cardboard World. Who knows? But despite the two layers thing, despite the papercraft aesthetic, it's still very traditional Yoshi in a lot of ways. You're collecting coins, throwing eggs, eating enemies, you know, hovering through the air. And it's not just paper, I guess, strictly speaking. There are other realistic materials that are used. So there are sand blocks and wood
right.
sticks. It's very much building on what we've seen with Yarn Yoshi and Yarn Kirby and even Paper Mario to some extent. It's like combining all that stuff into one new and pretty cool-looking game.
Yeah, I think it looks like a solid entry into the Yoshi series if you've liked the past games.
I mean, even if you did, I mean, this, I feel like it has more going for it than the past ones. It's, again, sort of like Mario, that's kind of taken all these ideas and crammed them into one game. And because of that, I think it could be really, really cool. The one thing I really liked from this trailer was the dragon train, this purple dragon train.
Right.
Was it a boss? It was kind of hard to tell.
Right.
But that looked pretty gnarly. I like that a lot.
Yeah, definitely. Looks cool.
Yeah, that one is also coming next year sometime. But as for this year, they finally showed something of Fire Emblem Warriors, which is still scheduled for this fall. According to the trailer, in this game, there's some evil dragon that appears in a kingdom and it kills the hero and heroine's parents, just wreaking havoc. And so there are these two poor siblings who have lost their kingdom and lost their family. And so what do they do? Well, they're going to go and recruit famous Fire Emblem characters from throughout various games. So, and then they're going to kill lots and lots of people, I would assume.
Yeah, of course.
They didn't really show much of the gameplay because, you know, normally you would think, oh, well, it's a Warriors game. You're going to see them slashing through 100 or 200 characters at a time. But they didn't really focus on that. They focused on some of the characters you'll be encountering. So we know you're going to get to see Marth. You're going to see Crom, Xander, Ryoma, and Corrin.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good batch of characters to start with, but I'll bet that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'll bet we're going to see probably dozens more of Fire Emblem favorites as we get closer to the release of this title.
Yeah, having just played the iPhone game, I also was thinking it's probably along the same line where there's different characters from throughout the series.
Yep.
It's kind of fun like that. I'm not super into the Fire Emblem lore, but I do like getting familiar with the characters, and then it kind of makes the other games more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't been like a huge Fire Emblem fan for years and years. Like some people, you know, they were all into all the ones from Japan and stuff that never came out here. I'm, fairly new to it as far as being an enthusiast goes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there are lots of characters I really like, and I love to see them all coming back for this Warriors game. The one thing I kind of wonder about, you know, will there be any sort of, dating sim element like has been in some of the Fire Emblem games? That could be very interesting. Does love bloom on the battlefield? We can finally get the answer to that age-old question.
Okay.
It's a Metal Gear reference, right? You got it, right?
Yeah.
You probably didn't. Come on, Metal Gear was on GameCube.
Hey, look, Metal Gear?
Metal Beard.
Metal Beard.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing some real gameplay to this title, but I'm still pretty excited for it. Want to see more characters. I'm still expecting it to be pretty darn good, and glad it's still on track for this year.
Yeah, you know, after our last conversation, it made me think a little bit. I haven't really played Dynasty Warriors in any real capacity, mm-hmm. so I feel like this might be the right opportunity for me to kind of get into that series and see how it is. You know, I know what to expect. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know, they've done the same game in 40 different ways, but
yes, they have.
I am excited to try it out, and I think the Fire Emblem, as you mentioned, the Fire Emblem series really lends itself well to, you know, obviously sword fights and horseback riding and all the good stuff,
mm-hmm.
major scale battles. And
however, for you, I might recommend starting with Hyrule Warriors instead.
Yeah,
I mean, having the right lore involved makes all the difference in the world in this series.
Hmm.
If it's with characters you don't care about, it's like, oh, whatever, I'm just fighting off a zillion enemies. It gets very repetitive. But when it's characters that you are really invested in, it can make it a whole lot more fun.
Hmm.
And if you're more of a Zelda fan than you are a Fire Emblem fan, then I would say, you know, maybe start with Hyrule Warriors and perhaps get into it that way.
All right. Duly noted. You are my nemesis, so I have to take your advice with a grain of salt.
Hey, you might be my nemesis, but I would not steer you wrong when it comes to something serious like video games. And then moving on to another game that they say is still coming this year, this one scheduled for holiday 2017, we got to see more footage of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which is looking very, very anime, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there wasn't anime influence in the previous Xenoblade titles, but boy, it's just off the chain this time.
Yeah,
very really anime influenced in the visuals and the characters and the story. And, what's with those outfits, man? Those weird chaps the guy's wearing, those teeny tiny shorts that the heroine is wearing.
Hey, don't knock short shorts.
I'm not knocking them. Who said I'm knocking them? Just saying it's very anime.
Yeah.
But apparently these two are going on a journey to get to a world of paradise called Elysium. It looked like the main character is named Rex. He is the pilot of a ship called the Aegis. And then this girl, Pyra, apparently has some sort of special power, and she is joining him to go on this quest.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to tell from the trailer. They seem to sort of imply that she kind of was a sword, like she turned into a sword or something. And I kind of thought, is she like the personification of the Monado from the original Xenoblade Chronicles? But then it shows her fighting beside him while he's got the sword. So I don't know what was going on there. But she definitely has some sort of, you know, crazy magic power, as you'd expect from a magical girl in a Japanese RPG.
Right. Maybe she's the Sword of Voltron.
Maybe. But then who'd form feet and legs and who'd form arms and body? Anyway, that aside, you know, everything about this game looks completely epic. As I mentioned, you are the pilot of a ship, so seems like there's going to be a lot of, you know, maybe sky exploration, ship-to-ship battles. I wonder if you'll get to actually control flying your ship, or it's just going to be in cinema scenes. But still, flying over this huge world, these majestic vistas, seems really, really cool. Ah, there's just, you know, this awesome scenery, huge mountains, giant monsters, big explosions. Obviously, an eclectic cast of characters. There was some, you know, little furry critter who's going to join your team, it looks like. And did you notice that one quick scene of like a bad guy amidst the burning flames? At least I assume it was a bad guy. Anyway, it totally reminded me of that scene with Sephiroth in Final Fantasy VII. And obviously, having any notes of Final Fantasy VII in your RPG is probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, probably not.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. I know you weren't super sold on it when we talked about it last week. Did this get you into it anymore?
You know, it definitely didn't hurt. The trailer looked good. As you mentioned, yeah, it definitely looks anime influenced.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because the Switch is portable, honestly, RPGs like this are definitely becoming a little bit more attractive to me because I have more time to play it. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. If it gets crazy reviews, I might consider picking it up.
Well, I am more intrigued than ever. You know, I was excited about it before, but you know, just getting these tantalizing hints about the characters and the world and what we're going to see and where we're going to go and what we're going to do, even more excited. And yeah, pretty darn cool that's going to be actually making it for the holidays. I hope that sticks. I suppose, last but not least, we should make mention that they did discuss a brand new mainline Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
It is indeed coming out on Switch. They said they don't know when it's coming out. Might be a year away. Might be more. But, yeah, I wonder if that was made in specific response to people who are like, oh, Ultra Sun and Moon are only on 3DS. How come we're not getting a Switch game? Well, there you go. You will be getting that Switch game. Just going to take a while to develop. But, you know, it'll be here before you know it, and I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I think that with Sun and Moon especially, they've really set up that franchise now to be something interesting. I think that prior to Sun and Moon, I you know, it really felt like the games were very samey. There was a lot of not a lot of new updates in each game.
It does seem to be kind of stuck in a rut a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so Sun and Moon really sort of changed it up, and I'm excited. I mean, I actually think that they're in a really interesting place right now, and between, you know, Pokemon Go having such a big response, as well mm-hmm. as Sun and Moon just really breathing new life into the franchise, I'm excited to see what they do next, especially with the Switch being able to, you know, be a little beefier. Maybe we can finally get that Pokemon MMO everybody's been clamoring for. I won't go that far, but, you know, it's good times.
I'll just be happy with a new HD mainline Pokemon game. That's what I figure we'll be getting, and hopefully we'll be talking about the details, you know, a year from now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to be super exciting whenever that hits. But for now, we've got Mario, Xenoblade, Fire Emblem Warriors, a new 3DS Metroid, Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. That is quite a lineup. And that's on top of Splatoon and ARMS. Man, this is an amazing year for Nintendo and a really impressive first year for Switch.
Yeah, it really is. I was thinking about it before the E3 that the last two Nintendo E3 press conferences, I wasn't that excited about. They just kind of, mm-hmm. I left kind of thinking, feels like they could have announced something, even if it was further out and they just wanted to kind of drum up, you know, some goodwill. This one really, for me, hit it out of the park. I mean, even before seeing Metroid yeah. 2, I was thinking, oh, this is a pretty good E3. I like all the stuff they've announced. It's all relatively coming out soon. Yeah, I mean, I think Smash Brothers might be the only outlier that people were kind of hoping to hear something about. But
That didn't make it, did it?
You know, you never know. I still think that could be in the works. Maybe they just wanted to keep it on the DL. So we'll see.
I guess we will. But if they didn't announce it now, I'm hoping that it really will be a brand new, fresh Smash Brothers. Like I said, don't need to get any more Wii U ports.
Yeah, fair.
But that was kind of notable by not being there as something that you and lots of others were hoping for. But overall, it was a pretty fantastic presentation. I thought that they really came out with all their guns loaded and showed lots of cool stuff, and it pretty much all looks really great. Overall, excellent E3 showing from Nintendo, in my opinion. And I would love to hear what our listeners think. I would love to get some feedback, hear from everybody. It'd be great to know what all you guys thought of Nintendo's showing as well.
Yeah, can we take some calls right now? Is that possible?
We'll save those for next week.
All right.
Anyway, I guess that does it for our coverage of Nintendo's E3 presentation. However, before we go, we do still have time for one more thing, and that is a dramatic reading.
Oh, man. Whew. I was worried. I thought you weren't going to do it.
This time, it's from the back of the box of the NES game Kid Clown in Nightmare World. Hi, kids. I'm Kid Clown. And you know what? It looks like that mean old magician, the Nightmare, get it? Nightmare, has clown-napped my funny family. So I'm going to play a joke on the dude. But I really need your help, because he lives in a wild clown dominion with a bunch of real goons, and all I have is some magic balloons.
Oh, of course.
So come on and give me a hand. I just knows you can't wait to get started.
What even is that?
I don't know.
Is that actual box art? I still have never heard of that game.
It's a real game, man, and it has terrifying box art. I mean, it's got clowns in it, man, so what do you expect?
What console is that for?
That was for the NES.
Wow.
Unfortunately, no new Kid Clown game was announced at E3 this year, but we can always cross our fingers for next year or perhaps in some other Nintendo Direct.
Sure. I'm pretty sure you made that game up and wrote that box copy.
Oh, I can only dream of having that kind of talent. Anyway, I think that does it for this week. As always, you can find us at powerpros.podbean.com, and you can follow us at PowerProsPod on both Facebook and Twitter. You can follow me, The Hoff, on Twitter at Chris The Hoff, and you can find Pete at Burly Red Yeti. You can email us at powerprospod@gmail.com if you have any E3 thoughts or for any other reason. And of course, if you like the podcast, it would be great if you would give us a rating on iTunes or tell a friend. Thanks for listening, everybody. For myself, Pete Michaud.
Hasta luego.
And those giant, freaky, kind of terrifying fairies from Breath of the Wild.
Bye!
We will see you next time.